Hello everybody, welcome to another episode. I'm still doing a series of few, so bear with me. I kinda, because I was away for a whole month now, I cannot get enough time to tell everything that I have in my mind.
Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for.
So, the previous one was actually talking about mindset of an employee, which is focused on how to spend the money, and the mindset of an entrepreneur on how they can get multiple revenue streams. But now I also wanted to talk about the savings, because I'm also having issues with like, okay, I need more money. And yeah, we will always need more money. But it's interesting that I've tried 3 times on Bisbee the same exercise, and I end up on the same conclusion. And then I said, well, if it works for Bisbee, why it shouldn't work for me? So, as a business owner, every year I audit stuff at Bisbee. So, what was our revenues? What was our costs? What is the categorization of revenue? Which services brought the most revenue? Which services brought the least revenue? What kind of smart decisions can we do around it? And then I look at the costs, like what kind of categories of cost are the biggest one and what are the smallest one? And then I'm like, so how can we increase the profitability? And that is, how can we actually cut some costs in order to be more profitable? I find it the most painful experience every year. It's like, do we need this? Yes, we need. But do we need that? Yes, we need. But do we need something else? Yes, we need. And I usually cut 5%. I know sometimes I cannot even cut 5%, like 2%. Like, insignificant amount of money. And he's like, yeah, but at least I've cut something. And I'm like, no, not really. Because cutting a small percentage of the cost is not going to change your overall goal. And that means that the only way how I can increase my profitability is increase the revenue. And that's much easier than cutting costs. Because it took me 3 years, okay, to realize this. But, you know, when you cut cost, you have 100% as a whole pie. And then you just try to cut pieces out of it. But the maximum that you can cut it, it's like, what, 100%? Then you're bankrupt as a company. So you can cut 5, 10, 15. Maybe some people did a lot of wastage. So when they start doing the audit, they can cut 10%, 15% of their company. However, if you look, so the potential of the saving is up to 100%. That's the maximum. On the other hand, when you look at the revenue, the potential is infinite. It's like, well, what can we do to grow by 5%? Easy, this. Well, what can we do to grow by 10, by 20, by 50? But by more than 100, you can grow in revenue by 200, by 500, by 1,000% in a year. So the opportunity on the revenue side is infinite, while the opportunity on the cost side, on the saving, is up to 100%, but in my head, 3 to 5%. So, tricky part is why, as a business owners, we're so much more focused on cutting costs, saving costs, cutting costs, rather than being far more focused on new revenues, new sales channels, new potential clients, new leads, new money. Very interesting. And I've realized, at least for me, it's part of our chip. Part of our chip as a business owner is always to try to cut costs in order to be more stable. Because the only fear as a business owner that I have is that if costs rise too high, if the revenue are also high, that's good. I mean, life is good. We make a lot of money. We spent a lot of money, but there's still a lot of profit. But what happens when you have 1 or 2 bad months? And yeah, as an agency, you must have some from time to time. So what happens when you have 2 bad months in a row and your costs are really high? Well, that's scary. And what happens if you have 3 months? I don't know if Bisbee can survive 3 very bad months if the costs are very high. And maybe that's the chip that we have as a business owners in order to, you know what, we should keep the cost low. And of course, if there is a lot of revenue, I'm happy to pay a lot of variable cost, but the fixed cost should be as low as possible because even in the bad months, it will affect me less. So, interestingly, on that logic is that I'm still going to continue every year auditing our costs, but I've realized that 80% of the energy should go on the revenue and only 20% should go on the cost. So it's like if I'm going to do some activities in 2024, like 20% of the effort should be on cutting costs and 80% should be on bringing new revenues, adding new services, new sales channels, more clients and whatnot. So if that's the case, why don't we do it in our personal life? Really tough. As we all get the salary, even me as a business owner, I'm getting a monthly salary. Yes, at the end of the year, I might take some profit or not, but that's a different story. That's from if Bisbee is successful or not. But as an employee, I also get a salary. And my focus is how to cut costs. And again, the limit is, well, you can cut up to bare minimum, like bare living condition and some awkward food to eat. But on the other hand, the additional revenue is infinite. I mean, I can work outside Bisbee and get some more revenues. I can work more in Bisbee and get more revenues. I can do overtimes. I can do weekends. But my point is that if your salary is the 100% that you currently have, if you try to save, you can save a bit. But on the other hand, the revenue potential, again, is infinite, even as an individual. So, but you cannot do both. If you're 80% focused on cutting costs in your personal account, well, you'll have only 20% left energy. I mean, look at even at the energy. You'll have only 20% to figure out new stuff. And maybe that's an interesting here that if you're trying to save 50 euros or make 50 euros, I can bet that making 50 euros is 20 times easier than saving 50 euros. And if that's the case, why shouldn't we all focus on making more money? And yes, not just hard working, work 12 hours, work 15 hours, work 20 hours, but start thinking, start building the digital assets, start creating something outside of work. The most silly things that are there, I mean, you can have an ebook like I have, but I did 250 pages, which I'm not proud of it. It's too big, but you can have some digital assets. You can have a book. You can have pictures, images. If you're a graphic designer, you can create and then resell them. But it's endless opportunities the moment you start thinking about it. You can become an affiliate marketer. And that means that you don't have products. You go to some platforms, you find products, you get the URL and you start promoting. But I didn't want this episode to be on how you can make more money, but actually to consider that both on company and both on personal level, the energy that you can put is 100%. And it's really up on us what percentage of that will be focused on that effort, will be actually focused on cutting costs, and what percentage of that effort will be focused on generating new revenues. And for me, at least for Bisbee now, I'm confident that 20, Pareto law, 80-20. So 20% of the effort, of my effort as a business owner, should be focused on cutting costs, while the other 80 should be focused on new sales, new services, new sales channels, new partnerships. On my personal level, the same. Instead of going through every penny and seeing how I can save some additional money, I should do that, but with 20% of the effort. The 80% should go toward how can I bring some additional money beyond Bisbee. Like the consultancy is a really nice example. In the last 6 months, I've added a lot of revenue, my personal revenue. So if I can do that, what I can do in 2024? If I publish the book now, which I hope will be in February 2024, well, guess what? That book is not about sales. It's about becoming self-improvement from a skill to financial freedom. So I'm going to self-publish it on Amazon. So every revenue that I'm going to get from that book is 100% mine. Yeah, Amazon will take a cut, of course. But my point is that I'm building assets that's going to increase my personal revenue. And 80% of my time should be focused on how can I earn more money rather than how can I cut costs. And yes, investment, saving, everything is relevant. But in this example that I want to make, I really believe that 20% is enough to figure how to further save on costs. But 80% should be your effort on how to make more money. That's all I had for today, guys. And do have a great day. Cheers.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.